$10,227. Eugene Stowell, northeast of Road 412, 3,900 feet southeast of Road 433. A variance from minimum acreage requirement to place a manufactured home on a farm.
And do you swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm applying for a variance to place a manufactured home on my farm located at 29200 Raccoon Point, Millsboro, Delaware. And what we're trying to do is we'd like to place this home in back of the garage that's on the property. And I got a copy of the layout. The reason for this is to forwardly ease the workload on my wife to allow to hire a farm tenant to help with the farm. She has aging parents, which one of them lives with us already, and her father lives in Milford, which he lives by himself, so she has to drive up there and take him to his appointments and and cater to his needs. So me working full time, somebody has to be on the farm, you know, pretty much 24/7 with poultry on the farm. The home that we're going to put on the property is it's going to be vinyl siding, shingle roof, and it will eventually have vinyl skirting, but eventually be a concrete foundation. But it will be behind the building, the existing garage that's on the property now, okay. And in between the manure shed that sits on the back of the property, as you can see. We already have a tree buffer established on that far side, as you can see the little X's on there.
In the back of the manure shed.
Still, I believe this is your copy, okay? I don't believe you meant to give me that.
What year is your double wide?
Well, we haven't bought it yet.
Okay, I didn't say a year on it. It's going to be a new one?
It's going to be a fairly new one. I'm not saying a brand new one, but it's going to be, you know, like I said, it's going to have a shingled roof and vinyl siding.
Within 5 years? Oh.
What's that?
Within 5 years?
Oh, I'm sure, certainly, yes.
This all started from a complaint, is that correct?
Complaint?
A complaint?
Somebody turned us in and said that we had folks living in our garage behind our home.
All right. Okay.
And my mother-in-law lives in that garage. I mean,
moved the kitchen.
Well, it didn't have a kitchen. Okay. It has a sink and it has a bathroom.
Okay.
But it doesn't have a stove.
Okay. And I know about your case, and what you're trying to do is to place a manufactured home on there for farmhouse.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
But you confused the office, and I just want to clarify this to make sure you're not applying for a medical hardship, because in the, when you took the talk to the inspector, someone had told her that you wanted a medical hardship because of your mother.
The inspector that came over to see, well, my mother-in-law has a heart condition that lives in the garage.
There's two different applications you can make for that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
All right. And you're just looking for?
I'm looking for
farm help.
Yeah, farm help.
That's a different category altogether.
Right, right.
Less than 10 acres.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the main reason.
Main make sure it's clear help. That's what you're applying for,
right.
And that's what you want to apply
right.
for.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
How old are your chicken houses?
They are roughly 30 years old.
30 years old?
Yeah, they've all been remodeled.
Any further? Mr. Hudson?
Now, I'm not sure I understand. The person living in the garage or the shop, is that the person?
Well, the our home is out front, as you can see. Behind our home, we have a garage, a 24 by 24, and my mother-in-law lives in part of that structure. It's like a mother-in-law suite that we made for her.
What size mobile or modular home you're going to have?
Well, we're looking for a 24, roughly about 48. Yeah, that's what we're going for.
And you'll be able to make all the setbacks I see here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sure will be. Any good? Okay, hearing no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have a letter from Mr. John and Keith Cordray. What they state is the five conditions that they need to meet, and they said that they have not met. In summary, the applicants have failed to meet each of the five mandatory provisions of Chapter 115 to 211B. The board should therefore deny the variance.
Okay. Again, those that are in opposition, would you hold your hands up again so I could get a count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, all those that would like to speak in opposition, would you please come forward at this time to be sworn in?
Names and addresses, please.
James D. Parker, 28933 Lakeview Road, Millsburg.
Mary Beth Parker, 28933 Lakeview Road, Millsburg, Delaware. Parker, 29501 Millsburg, Delaware.
Merle J. Parker, same address.
You all swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Thank you. Please try to keep your try not to be repetitive.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Jim Parker. I'm here tonight on behalf of the opposition to this variance. I have two reasons I'd like to go over it with you. The first is an ethical and contractual agreement that was developed between Merle J. Parker and Betty Lou Parker, which are my parents, back in the spring of 2002. And at that time, my father was interested in selling the chicken farm. And the buyers became Gene and Denise, who I'd like to say are good neighbors. They take good care of the place, and they've done a nice job there. And we have no complaints with that at all as far as the way they keep the farm. They've done an outstanding job. But in the process of doing this contractual agreement, I became a witness of the contract that night, and so I'd like to speak also as a witness. And in the contract, under special terms on number 13, there was a part wrote in there that said no mobile homes of any kind. And mobile homes are considered manufactured homes in today's speaking of most people. They're homes, obviously, that have steel-based frame and are obviously rollable with wheels. So from an ethical point of view and contractual point of view, what Gene is asking for does not meet the agreements that we had, my mother and father, at the time they
Parker,
sold the
farm. Let me just interrupt you there, because in all honesty, this board has absolutely no jurisdiction with respect to private agreements.
Sure.
So we appreciate the comment, but really this board can only look at the statutes and the ordinances.
Okay, well, I guess I'm saying that because what I'm about to say is a few things that have happened in the past to the property that has brought me to this point tonight to show you the fact why this should not be approved. The first thing was, when the property was bought, it was bought as a six-acre parcel. He then turned around and had the property subdivided into a special lot for his house and then 5 acres for the property. My father and mother agreed to do that because at the time they needed to sign off for him to do that based on the way the farm was purchased. At the time, he built a two-car garage. He took the two-car garage and turned it into two apartments. We have neighbors have never complained about it. I do know right now one of the apartments is taken by his mother-in-law, and the second apartment is being rented upstairs to another person. Also on the same farm, there's a 40 by 80 barn that was built by my father as a farm ag building. Presently, he rents part of that building to Hot Tubs Plus as a commercial building. And I'm saying all this because What he's asking for here today basically means he wants to add another tenant to a 6-acre parcel, which my father sold him back in 2002. Already having three tenants there plus his residence, now he wants to add a fourth by saying he wants to add a tenant. A chicken farm, it has been updated, and yeah, there is some work involved, but today a lot of it is computerized, and I can't see how he could even afford to put a person on there to take care of only 50,000 chickens and be cost effective. The last thing I'll say, because I know the time is of the essence, is when it comes in front of the Sussex County Board of Adjustment, obviously we have the zoning ordinance, and under Chapter 115, Section 211, it states reasons why he should be able to approve his variance. And I would like to show some of the reasons why it's not approvable. The first one that says, reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, or other unusual characteristics. This property is not unusual because it is a 5-acre parcel, and that's the way he bought it back 2002. Obviously, it takes 10 acres to put a manufactured home on it, and when he bought that, he was very well aware that he could never do that because it's stated in the contract that I told you about earlier. Also in Section 211, it talks that a property cannot be developed under a zoning ordinance to be contrary. The property can be developed. It was developed. My father had turned it into a farm. So it doesn't have a situation where it's a property without any use. It already has a present use as a chicken farm. The other thing is, it says such unnecessary hardship has not been created by the person seeking the variance. Again, when he bought it, it was as is, and he realized that there wasn't able to be any additional modular homes or manufactured homes put on the property. The variance, if authorized, will alter the neighborhood. Presently, the neighborhood there is all stick-built homes within a large area of that. If you allow this to happen, then it will obviously deteriorate the value of all the properties that are there presently. Another thing it talks about in the Section 211, it says the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that it will afford relief. Again, he's already got two apartments on the property, he's already got his home on there, and he's renting out part of the garage. How much more can you put on 6 acres of land? Another thing that he had made comment about was he had planted a row of trees. They're not trees. He has planted bushes along that east property line, and it's like a hedgerow bush, which normally is maintained at 4 or 5 feet high. So there's not trees there that will grow up and not be able to see the property. The other thing that I'd like to mention is that if this is allowed, what this does is basically add another piece of property that could be sold as a home chicken farm processing thing. And the intentions of the property when sold by my mother and father was it would be one parcel. It is part of my father's farm, and in allowing that, then you're going to allow an additional property to be there that could be sold with a home and chicken houses on it besides his home he's already got there. In closing, all the adjacent landowners are not in favor of this variance. John and Keith Cordry and Billy Buchanan, both of these are direct landowners to the property, and neither one of them was never notified about this at all. If I hadn't have called them and told them about it, they would not know it. Billy Buchanan, who's in North Carolina, when I called him today, said that he would be sending a letter in this week opposing it. Obviously, he wasn't able to be here tonight due to the circumstance of not knowing about it. Merle and Betty Lou Parker, Amy Steele, who's a neighbor close by, and myself and my wife, we're all against this. Keeping in mind that this will lower our property value, and it will drastically affect the character of the neighborhood. And above all, it does not meet the variance requirements required in Chapter 115, Section 211. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Hi, I'm Mary Beth Parker. I was just into the garage probably, I'm saying approximately 7 to 8 months ago, and there was a stove in there. It's a very small stove. It's like the type of stove that would actually be in to like a travel trailer, but there was a stove into the garage. And there's been a stove in the garage since the day his mother moved in there because they lived in there. Why They were building their home. And there was a Thanksgiving dinner cooked out of there. How else do you cook a turkey?
Thank you.
Gene and Denise both knew what was required when they bought the chicken farm. I tended to those chickens myself and my husband also, but mainly I did them because my husband worked away from home. Mm-hmm. And she knew when they purchased that farm that she would not, she's saying she needs help because of her elderly parents. Her mother's already on the farm. So what more does she need? And not only that, that was one thing. When we sold the farm, we could have sold it to someone else for more money, but that was one thing we didn't want was a manufactured home on that property. Not mainly because for us, but we were looking out for all the neighbors on that area that had all the development, Melvin Joseph. I mean, there's some nice homes if you go on that road. I disagree with it.
What I don't like about it is the other morning, I've had two times here, tractor and trailers coming back my property, all the way back, 1/6 of a mile back where I live at, delivering stuff to that warehouse, to that 40-bay shop. There ain't no commercial building. Hot tubs or something signs on the side of it. And I don't know what they're delivering to it, but it's not no commercial building there. It ain't.
Okay, sir.
Okay,
ma'am. Give me, come up front, then, if you'd like to, please. Need to have it on tape.
I traveled 0.6 of a mile. Our house, when we built our home, we built it all the way back. We were 0.6 of a mile from the chicken, from the road where the chicken houses is back to our house. I traveled that every day and night taking care of the chickens. And I clocked today in my car, when you leave the end of the road and you go over to Country Living Trailer Park, it's 1 mile, 1/10. If they need someone for a mobile home, that's what the mobile home park is for. They don't have to travel that far. Okay. If they need a tenant, there's a mobile home park close by.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Hearing no other opposition?
Ask him a question again.
Oh, sir, you want to come back up front? I'm sorry.
I'd just like to say a couple things. First of all, with tunnel ventilation today, it takes 10 minutes to suffocate a flock of chickens. So, you know, you've got to be there immediately when something happens. Second of all, there is another mobile home right down the street on that same road that's down in the woods. But, you know, I just we hope that you look at this and approve this variance. Thank you.
Sorry, I got a question.
You got a question here.
I see in your drawing, you got a proposed new chicken house in there?
Some time down the road, yes, sir.
On that 6-acre piece?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's 5 acres.
5 acres?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, your standard is 5 acres or more for poultry houses.
Okay.
One more question. Where your dwelling is it a separate parcel or is it all
one parcel? It is a separate parcel.
Okay, thank you. Okay, hearing no other, chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,227 under advisement.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. McCabe, that we take case number 10,227 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You can stay if you would like or call the office in the morning. Okay? Board's gonna take a recess. Okay, I'll now call the meeting back to order.
Excuse me. Case number 10,228.